Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab. Adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So one thing we already know about Brian Lehrer Show listeners, you are good listeners. So now it's time to put that finely honed craft to use. On the day after Thanksgiving, if not the day of, the people behind StoryCorps have designated this Friday a National Day of Listening, and they're asking you to set aside 1 hour on that day to record a conversation with someone important to you. You can interview anyone you choose, they say, an older relative, a friend, a teacher, someone from the neighborhood. 1 hour of deep conversation, that's all they ask. And all we ask is that you not do it between 10 a.m. and noon. But joining us now is the man who has made listening his life, StoryCorps founder David Isay. He will explain how to participate and offer some tips on getting the best stories from the loved ones around you by asking the best questions. He's got some recorded examples of that. And Dave, welcome back to WNYC.
Hi, Brian. It's great to be here.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
And happy National Day of Listening.
Thank you very much.
And listeners, we've been collecting all morning the best first question that you know to start a great family conversation. We'll read some of your submissions coming up. And you can call in now with those questions. The best first question to start a great family conversation, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, or continue to post to our webpage or our Facebook page. And Dave, I don't know, maybe we should start with a clip of tape here. A fellow by the name of Joe Buford talking about his struggle with illiteracy and being an adult who couldn't read. This clip starts with him. And then I gather we'll hear a question from the woman interviewing him.
Yeah, his literacy tutor is interviewing him, Michelle Miller.
Most of the time I would just try to stay in the background because I just didn't feel worthy of being up front for anything.
Do you remember when you first found out that you were going to have a baby? What did that feel like?
Well, I was excited about it. And at the same time, I thought what was wrong with me would be passed on to my kids. And I was so afraid that they weren't going to learn to read.
So, Dave, it's a remarkable story, and we usually have you on to bring excerpts of remarkable stories from StoryCorps, but in this case, what about the question? She doesn't ask, were you afraid that your children weren't going to be able to read, but instead asked a very specific question, asking him to describe the moment that he found out he was having a kid.
Yeah, I mean, I think the trick to asking questions, and you did a beautiful summary of what the National Day of Listening is. We are asking people to take an hour out on the day after Thanksgiving and use any equipment you have around the house to record an interview. And the trick to asking questions is just to ask the question you're really interested in asking and listen closely to the answer, and amazing things are going to happen. You know, we find at StoryCorps, we have a site for the National Day of Listening called nationaldayoflistening.org, where we have lots and lots and lots of questions that folks can ask, including kind of the top 10 StoryCorps questions. And those tend to be big life questions. How do you want to be remembered? What are the most important lessons you've learned in life? And as you know, because StoryCorps really started on the Brian Lehrer Show 6 years ago, what we're doing in these 45-minute interviews, what we're trying to do is kind of create 45 minutes where wisdom is passed from one generation to the next, where people use the 45 minutes in some ways to sum up their lives. So it's a very intense experience and something that you will not regret doing if you take the time to try and do it on Friday or any time this holiday season.
Shannon, on our comments page, my new question when meeting someone, what advice would you give your future self? Or what would you tell your future self is your favorite moment in life? Julia, on our comments page, for older relatives, what's a modern device, innovation, or convenience that was invented in your lifetime that you find especially amazing, interesting, or intriguing? I have a friend who loves to interview older people, mm-hmm. and he says his first question is always, do you remember your grandparents?
Yeah, that's really a great question. You know, I was working on that. We have another StoryCorps book coming out in a bunch of months about mothers, and I was writing the afterword to that and thinking about the interview that I did with my mom in the StoryCorps booth, where I asked her about her grandparents and had never heard a thing about them. And was shocked because I went into that booth expecting, because I'm close to my mom, that I wouldn't, that I'd have a great time talking to her for an hour, but that I wouldn't learn anything new. And when I left the booth 40 minutes later, the only thing I did know was, you know, the date and her name, and other than that, everything was new. And that's something that folks will find. And as you know, the microphone gives you the license to have these conversations you don't normally get to have,
right?
And ask questions you don't normally get to ask.
It's an incredible privilege, really. Caitlin on our Facebook group says, as someone with three siblings from three different mothers, her first question is, how big is our family, really? That's pointed.
Good.
Or Richard on Facebook, this is the parents' question. Okay, this is the parents' question. So how come you're not married?
Oh, there you go.
So, I don't know, maybe they're being a little snarky there. But, you know, I just think of the StoryCorps promo that we run on the station from time to time, where we hear you saying, what was the happiest moment of your life? What are you most proud of? What are the most important lessons you've learned in life? What is your earliest memory? There's a similar one to the grandparents. How would you like to be remembered? A lot of them, I think, except the earliest memory, are really kind of middle of the conversation, you know, climax questions. Right.
Well, you know, what we say when we do these interviews is that the 40 minutes go by so fast. And this is true whether you're doing it through StoryCorps or you're doing it yourself.
Because that StoryCorps is a 40-minute format, right?
Exactly.
20 minutes each, the two people interviewing each other.
No, well, people can do it. It's really, we look at it as a service to the community, and people can do it any way they want. Usually there's one person doing the interview and one person being interviewed. So it's often this intergenerational kind of transmission of wisdom experience. And what the facilitators who are in the booth with the participants, you know, tell them is just ask that really, you know, ask that middle of the interview question right away. Ask the question you really want to know, because those 40 minutes go by so quickly.
And here's another clip. Here is Deborah Goodman from StoryCorps interviewing her friend Ed Trinka, a doorman at the Plaza Hotel since 1963. It starts with Ed describing how he got the job.
One of the doormen was sick, and they put the hat and coat on me, which fit very well. And they put me on the door right away, and I got outside and started working. That was my first job, and it was great.
What was the best tip you ever got?
Well, I always tell a story about Jackie Gleason. For Christmas time, he says to me, what was the biggest tip you ever got? And I says, well, $100. And he says, here's $150, and Merry Christmas. He says, by the way, who was the one that gave you the 100? I said, well, that was you last year.
So it's clear in that clip that Deborah has heard that story about Jackie Gleason many times before, and she totally sets him up with, tell me about your best tip ever. So how much as an interviewer are you just giving people a chance to tell the best stories that you know they have?
Well, I think it's up to what people want to record. And, you know, with StoryCorps, or even if you're doing it yourself, now that it's pretty easy to, you know, make CD copies and save these interviews, you know, people realize that they're leaving a legacy, and these 40 minutes are going to be how their great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren get to know them. So it's really all about what people want to talk, what they want to leave behind. And sometimes it's specific stories, and sometimes it's kind of more general who they are kind of questions.
The foreign policy expert and blogger Steve Clements posted on our Facebook page, I don't know if this is the kind of wonky conversation that everybody wants to start with their relatives on Thanksgiving, but Steve wrote this question. After World War II, America had to invent a system of global management, economically, politically, culturally, and we built institutions that had America's DNA in them, but allowed other nations to grow and to also become important parts of that order. Does America need to reinvent its place in a global order today? And what kind of structure would that look like 20 or 30 or 40 years from now?
That would be a StoryCorps first.
Maybe he was posting about something else. Let's see.
But again, you know, even that the trick is so much of it, as you said, is about the listening. And it's about, real, you know, as I said, asking questions you're curious about and then really listening to the answers. And what we believe in StoryCorps and what you know is that, you know, listening to someone is a powerful act. It tells someone that you care about them. It tells them that you love them. And, you know, we think of this day – the National Day of Listening as an opportunity to do this act. And then we see it as kind of the least expensive but most meaningful gift we can give one another this holiday season, especially with the economy in the shape that it's in.
So,
and if you can't do it on Friday, as you said, do it Thanksgiving, do it any time. But the trick is to do this interview, because every day, Brian, people tell me, I wish I'd interviewed my grandmother, my grandfather, my brother, my father, but I waited too long. And I hope that after the National Day of Listening, I'll get at least a couple less of those comments next year.
So, listeners, what's the best question to start a great family conversation? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Marjorie in Pine Bush, you're on WNYC. Hi, Marjorie.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you about my mother, who taped my grandfather for hours years ago. They both passed away. But he told about his life in Poland, and he told one story about his bar mitzvah in a little shul in Poland. And, you know, he went up and he said a few prayers, and then his father said, okay, you're 13. Anything bad you do now, it's on your name, not on mine. I'm done. And he, you know, clapped his hands. And I play that for both of my kids right before their bar and bat mitzvahs. And it's just a wonderful, you know, both, you know, my grandfather and my mother have passed away, but when we hear their voices and their stories, it's just incredible.
Marjorie, thank you so much. And we have one last clip from the StoryCorps collection, a really powerful conversation between two people who went to StoryCorps, Serafina Viviano and her mother, Dana, about her work, Dana's work as a cancer nurse. This is a 45-second clip.
I understand your mom had breast cancer. Mm-hmm. What was that like?
It was very scary. She'd been very sick. And they took her to a hospital, and a physician came out to talk to us when we got there and told us that she had cancer and that they didn't expect her to survive. And I remember thinking that there was a way that they could have told us that was softer.
Is that why you wanted to become a cancer nurse?
You know, I think so. I can't imagine doing anything else.
How does it feel to you telling someone they're going to die?
Oh, it's horrible. A lot of times when you get to that point, they know it and you know it.
Wow. How old was Serafina?
I bet she was 10, because 10 years old is about the youngest that kids come to the booth. She sounds like she's around 10.
And for it to even occur to her to ask what it was like to tell someone they were going to die.
Yeah, well, you know, I think both in the asking and the telling, you're always going to be surprised with what happens. And, you know, part of what the last caller with the bar mitzvah story, or the story we just heard, you know, I think part of what we learned through StoryCorps that the stories we find all around us are stories, the stories of our grandparents, our parents, our friends, our bus drivers, that these stories are, you know, the most interesting, most important of all, the real American story, not what's going on with Dancing with Stars or, you know, Adam Lambert on Good Morning America. And we should be focusing more on the stories we find around us. And those are it's those moments of grace and poetry and wisdom that we should be holding up to our kids as examples of who they can and should grow up to be.
But did you see what Adam was wearing? I'm just kidding.
I have to confess, I don't know who Adam Lambert is. I just noticed it on the news and was perplexed.
Margie, you have a great way to start a family conversation. We have 15 seconds for you.
What's something important to you or about you, about which you haven't spoken before?
Thank you very much.
And that is one of the top 10 great questions, and something that happens very often in StoryCorps and is extremely powerful.
We're out of time. David Isay, founder of StoryCorps, encouraging everybody to take part Friday in the National Day of Listening. Have a one-hour conversation with somebody, anybody. And as far as recording things, I mean, people don't have to record things, but you've got tips on your site for how to, you know, if you're not a radio person or a technician, to get some equipment together very simply to record folks. And just give us the website, and we're really out of time.
It's nationaldayoflistening.org.
Dave Isay, founder of StoryCorps, thank you so much.
Happy holidays, Brian.
Happy holidays. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy
you
National
too.
Day of Listening.
Thank you.
Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, Paige Cowett. We give thanks to them for producing this program. Intern help today from Rachel Senator and Neil Makija. Neil just got an internship with Joe Biden. And our senior producer, lots of thanks to Megan Ryan and Jason Isaac at the audio controls. I'm Brian Lehrer.